Hello everyone, my name is Betty Lewis and I'm back here to do yet another American History podcast. Today we will be interviewing the famous historian, John Willey, about the Civil Works Administration.
Hello, I'm John everyone. I'm from Dartmouth University, majoring in American History, and I'm here to tell you about some of it today.
Welcome, John. Thank you for coming out here.
Oh, of course. I love talking about it, so why not share that?
So, John, before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about why the Civil Works Administration was enforced?
Oh, sure. So, during the 1930s, a huge economic downfall called the Great Depression struck not only the U.S., but worldwide. The Great Depression caused mass deprivation and unemployment, so everything just went down into a never-ending spiral of chaos and poverty. The Great Depression lasted an entire decade, and in the U.S., the government produced a lot of relief programs, one of which being called the Civil Works Administration.
Wow, it's mental how one event can lead to such mass devastation. So, among the Civil Works Administration, can you list any other programs that started due to the Great Depression?
Definitely. So in the U.S., when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected, he was responsible for the New Deal and the Second New Deal, both of which were an attempt to relieve the Great Depression in the States. Some programs that were passed to try and relieve the Depression were the FERA, Federal Emergency Relief Act, the CCC, Civilian Conservation Corporation, WPA, Works Progress Administration, and others.
Great. So, back to the Civil Works Administration, it is to my understanding that the CWA was a government-funded program to help employ the community and provide relief?
Yes, exactly. And the fact that the government funded the program is why the CWA was stopped short.
Yes, I remember reading about that. The government provided mainly construction jobs to help the Americans who needed the jobs. The workers built over 500,000 roads, thousands of airports, schools, etc. And the women generally were working to sew clothes for the unemployed. All of the construction and labor was funded by the United States government, which troubled some people within the government, which is why the program stopped short in 1934, lasting only a year.
Huh, I'm impressed. You did your research. I thought this was going to be another one of those annoying interviews where some hollow-brained blonde shoved a camera in my face and asked questions. You can edit that out, right?
I'm afraid not. This is live.
Well, moving on, as I was saying, the Civil Works Administration was a relief program that provided millions of Americans with temporary jobs, paying with cash and as a give-and-take relief system rather than handing out money, as many programs did. And people saw that it was not a permanent relief system from all the money that was demanded at the time.
So, was the Civil Works Administration worth it? Was it worth all of the money at the time?
Yes, at the time. However, people weren't sure about it and thought ill of it. But historians like myself look back into it, and it was a very beneficial system. The workers liked that they got to work for their money instead of it being handed out, and it was cheap labor for the government to construct a lot.
So, long story short, the CWA was a government-funded program that gave a lot of relief to families who needed the paying jobs. And while it was around, it was very beneficial to all the parties in the picture. It lasted from 1933 to 1934. It was enforced by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and it reflected a lot of his views.
You're an expert already.
Well, thank you so much, John Willey, for coming out here for the interview. It was truly a pleasure.
Of course, Betty Lewis. The pleasure is all mine.
Aw, thanks, John. Again, I'm Betty Lewis, and this was the American History Podcast on 93.4. Thank you all for tuning in. And again, thank you, John. We will see you next time.
Brought to you by Cracker Jacks. The more you eat, the more you want. America's famous food confection. Eat Raisin Bran, the key to success.